Greetings, everyone, and thanks for joining me for the first lesson in the month of November entitled Self-Examination. The lesson text is found in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 through 11, in the last chapter of the Apostle Paul's second letter to the church there. The Apostle's reasons for this second letter are varied, but there are at least two or three that seem to be evident. He wanted to acknowledge that he had received feedback from his earlier letter where he had been very stern about some of the things they were doing there and had called upon them to take immediate corrective action. He was pleased to learn they had done that. He had made plans and attempted twice before to come to visit them, but had not gotten there. He was writing this letter to prepare them for his third attempt to come visit them. He also addressed the lingering feeling among some about the legitimacy of his apostleship, which he does in our lesson today, among other places. He expressed in this 13th chapter that what they do is more important than what they think of him. He wants them to know that despite what they may think of his apostleship, he will deal harshly and sternly with any sin he finds among them by the authority he has from the Lord. But his hope is that he will not have to exercise his authority in this manner. He tells them the proof of his authority is the fact that if they examine themselves, they will find themselves in Christ. This examination includes the proof that comes from the actions and behaviors in their own lives. If that proof is not there, then they are rejects or reprobates. But if the proof is there, then neither they nor him are reprobates, and this fact alone helps to establish his authority in Christ. He employs them twice with a call to perfection. The term as used in this context means to be completely restored or repaired. This completeness means that they do no wrong, as in verse 7, and that they live peacefully and be on one accord, as in verse 11, because he does not want to use his authority for discipline when he arrives, though he will if necessary. We too need to examine ourselves to see if we be in the faith by proof of the way we live. The call for complete restoration is not one to be ignored or dismissed. God will not and does not require or command us to do something we are incapable of doing. We must stop making excuses for not doing what God has commanded us to do and use the way he has outlined to do it. By man's standards and in his eyes and opinion, no one is or can be completely restored or repaired. He will always find some fault or shortcoming in others. But the good news is we will not stand before man in the judgment. It is God whom we must please and satisfy, and it is God who determines if we are or not completely restored, repaired, and perfected. So, if we are not, I don't want to try to explain to God why not. Well, I hope you will attend Sunday school this coming Sunday and share your thoughts with your class. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comments section of this preview. So until next time, Remember to fear God and keep His commandments.